Today, falling trend hours worked may signal interest rate peak. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Well, latest post covering finance and property news. Well, economists got a surprise today as employment fell 65,100 in the month, compared with an average expected rise of 15,000 as hours worked and participation rates both fell. That said, the prospect of the RBA delivering one final rise in February does appear to be over. Only a big surprise in the December quarter inflation number, which is going to come out on January 31st, could force economists to revise their near universal forecast for rates to remain on hold next month. And the monthly inflation data doesn't point to a shock. So the ABS labour forecast statistics for December was based on surveys run from Sunday the 26th of November to Saturday the 9th of December, and collected over the period from Sunday the 3rd of December to Wednesday the 20th of December. So this is all before the Christmas holidays. They also rotate the sample with a new incoming group showing a higher unemployment rate than the outgoing group, but the ABS says that the labour force survey sample can be thought of as eight sub-samples, really, rotating groups, with each sub-sample remaining in the survey for 8 months, and one new group rotating out each month and being replaced by one new group rotating in. As 7/8 of the sample are common from 1 month to the next, changes in the estimates reflect real change in the labour market rather than change in the sample, they say, but I have a view that this change of sample does have an impact. The replacement sample is selected from the same geographic areas as the outgoing ones, so it remains representative, they say. Anyway, the results from the survey showed that in seasonally adjusted terms, with employment dropping by 65,000 people, along with a small fall in the number of unemployed people, actually just over 1,000, the unemployment rate remained steady at 3.9% in December. Actually, the falling participation rate stopped the unemployment rate from climbing as hiring eased, though perhaps most concerning is the trend in hours worked, which has been falling for the better part of a year. Now, how much of this is summer holiday related is an open question, but it seems more structural to me. And we also need to note the loss of 106,000 full-time jobs compared to 41,000 part-time roles, and they were especially from among part-time women. And remember, given the current migration settings, we need more than 30,000 additional jobs just to stand still each month. The fall in employment in December followed larger than usual employment growth in October and November, a combined increase of 117,000 people, with the employment to population ratio and participation rate both at record highs in November, the ABS said. And with the fall in both employment and unemployment in December, the seasonally adjusted participation rate fell 0.4 percentage points to 66.8%. That's back to around the September level. And the employment to population ratio also fell down 0.4 percentage points to 64.2%. That was the lowest employment to population ratio since May 2022, but is still 1.9 percentage points higher than in March 2020. That's before COVID. The strength in employment in October and November and the fall in December reflected changes in the timing of employment growth in the last few months of 2023 compared with earlier years, they said. And while the December employment fall was large, the number of employed people was still 52,000 higher than in September. And looking over the past 12 months, seasonally adjusted, employment increased by an average of 32,000 people per month, showing reasonably strong underlying growth during 2023. Both the unemployment and underemployment rates remained relatively low, and the participation rate and the employment to population ratio relatively high, suggesting that the labour market does remain tight, the ABS said. And both monthly hours worked and employment fell 0.5% in December. That continues the pattern seen through the second half of 2023, and the annual growth rate in hours worked continues to slow down to 1.2% and well below the annual employment growth of 2.8%. The slowdown in hours worked since the middle of 2023, after very strong growth from 2022-23, saw the total monthly hours worked in December back to around where it was in February, they said. The season-adjusted underemployment rate remained at 6.5%, 2.2 percentage points lower than in March 2020. And the underutilization rate, which combines the unemployment and underemployment rates, also remained at 10.4%. And that was 3.5 percentage points lower than before the COVID-19 pandemic. Despite the 0.9% decrease in employment in December, both the unemployment rate and unemployment rates remained steady, indicating that the labour market continues to be relatively tight, they said. Across the states, the unemployment rate was lowest in New South Wales at 3.4%, but highest in Queensland at 4.3% and the Northern Territory at 4.5%. That's in season-adjusted terms. Now, if we look at the underlying trend terms, the unemployment rate remained at 3.8%. Employment grew by around 19,000 people, 0.1%, and the hours worked fell 0.2% in December. The employment-to-population ratio in trend terms fell 0.1 percentage points to 64.4% in December, while the participation rate remained at 67% and the underemployment rate remained at 6.5%, and the underutilization rate remained at 10.3% in trend terms. That's in line with November's updated figures. In trend terms, they say, many of the key indicators still point to a tight labour market. However, the increasing unemployment rate since November 2022, along with the rising underemployment rate and the slowdown in the growth of employment and hours worked, suggests the labour market is starting to slow, the ABS concluded. Now, I still expect the unemployment rate to rise ahead, but this is a lagged measure. And of course, the RBA, who said recently that unemployment needs to rise to crush inflation, will take all this as a positive signal in their battle. The markets, by the way, are looking for rate cuts mid-year, but that might well be too optimistic. Thanks, of course, to that continuing high level of migration. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.